And there's some encouraging news for those who have had COVID-19 and recovered from it. A new study shows that immunity lasts for almost a year and may last a lifetime. Immunity also improves highly with vaccinations. This research, published in the journal Nature, shows that the body likely can produce antibodies against the coronavirus after a mild case, helping to dispel a concern that immunity from contracting the virus won't last long. Let's bring in Ali Elabadi. He's a professor of pathology and immunology at the Washington University in St. Louis and was the senior author on this study. Ali, welcome.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yes, thank you for being here. So tell us more about what you found regarding how long immunity from the coronavirus lasts.
Sure. What we have is that what we have looked at is trying to understand when people get infected with the virus and can they actually produce the two main components of immunity. And in that we can actually, when we get infected or vaccinated, there are two lines of defense are formed. First are the antibodies, and the second line is memory. So we looked at those two lines over time, up to 1 year after infection. And those are the individuals participated in the study came to our study and participated starting from March and April last year. So when you have an antibody, these antibodies are actually produced by specialized cells that live in our bone marrow.
Okay.
So we asked our generous participants to give us both bone marrow samples and blood samples for over a year. And we analyzed these samples and we saw that they do have those cells in their bone marrow that produce these antibodies that can last for their lifetime. And they also have the memory B cells and the memory cells that can respond rapidly if they get exposed to the virus again.
This is an amazing discovery, but to be clear, those who had the virus and recovered should still get the vaccine. Is that correct?
Absolutely. They should definitely get the vaccine. And this is, I think there is two main misconceptions that need to be clarified about the whole process of having an antibody in your system. First is, if you have an antibody in your blood against the virus, that can be detected by some of those serological assays that are commercially available now, that doesn't mean at all that you are protected. It means that you have some antibodies that resulted from your exposure before. There's a chance that those antibodies are not enough for protection, especially with all of the new variants that we are seeing that can be sufficiently different from the virus that circulated very early in the pandemic, and in that case, you are not protected. The second misconception is about that if you get a vaccine will interfere with your natural immune response. And I've heard this come many times, was brought up to my attention, and the problem with that, it's not true because your natural immune response already took its course, and that's why the person who was infected already recovered and they made the memory B cells. Mm. And vaccination will make the best use of those memory cells. And also more good news is that people who got infected and then after 6 months got the vaccination, those individuals are making great immune response, not only to the circulating strains, but also to many of the variants that we have seen around the world. So I think getting vaccination for those who are infected before is a huge boost for their immune response.
Can you break this down for us? You know, many of us get sick with colds every year. That's another type of coronavirus, and that's because they evolve. So is lasting immunity only one half of the battle here because variants can actually get around immunity?
Well, that's a great way of putting it. Yes, exactly, because if we are talking about immunity to a virus or a bacteria that doesn't change or any pathogen doesn't change, then it's obviously great once you have an immunity that could last for a lifetime. Just think about many of our childhood vaccines that we don't need to get again because the virus itself doesn't change. But with the many of the cold viruses, influenza viruses, and now we learn about SARS viruses, that they have the capacity to actually change their major structures, and that allows them to escape some of the immunity that we formed to the previous version. So that's where we should really, unfortunately, we have to keep, it's almost like a moving target that we are trying to catch.
That was Ali El-Abedi, professor of pathology and immunology at the Washington University in St. Louis. Thank you for sharing your research with us.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.